Unit 4. Listening. Part 4. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their jobs. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H, each speaker's job. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says they enjoy most about their job. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I need to stay on top of trends, as it's no good stocking stuff that nobody will want. If I want to put a new range of clothes in the shop, I have to drop an existing supplier, even if they've had a long relationship with us. There are 2 key seasons, early in the year and the summer, and during those months I go all over the place to international trade shows. I have to do really long days then, but I love the stimulus of going to different places. When I'm back in the office, I spend a lot of time looking at budgets and gross profits.
Speaker 2.
My job is all about giving instructions and processing large amounts of complex data. You also have to be able to cooperate with those working alongside you. We can't risk one person not pulling their weight, and it's a good feeling that we can all trust each other. Because situations can develop really quickly, you've got to stay calm and really be on the ball. The busier it is, the more you need to focus. There are so many people travelling nowadays that we're required 24 hours each day, so I work different shifts. But when it's time to go home, I take my headset off and I switch off completely.
Speaker 3.
I work closely with curators, deciding how things will be displayed and liaising with designers and project managers on anything from writing audio guides to discussing what should go on the website or in the shop. My other responsibility is to raise our international profile by travelling abroad. That could take over completely, but I make sure it doesn't. I start work early, around 7:30, and finish about 5:30 every day, so that's a real bonus, as I know the rest of the days for my family. I have daily team meetings with curators, and about twice a week I meet people from marketing and we look at the promotion budgets.
Speaker 4.
In this job, you have to accept that longer hours will be expected and required of you at times. I like the people I work with, but because we're all on top of each other, I sometimes see a little more of them than I want to. Each job I do is different. I might be working on a divorce case one week and a neighbourhood dispute the next. For the most part, I have to negotiate and communicate with 2 sides, so I'm always learning different ways of dealing with situations. That appeals to me. I get bored otherwise. I'm hoping one day I'll be able to take my skills abroad.
Speaker 5.
No 2 days are ever the same. I might start work in the office on the computer, or I might head over to the building I'm working in. I often have to go shopping as I source everything myself. I have to predict trends 2 to 3 years ahead of the market, so I'm always thinking about what the next look is going to be. When everything's finished and I show the client what we've done, they sometimes burst into tears because they love it so much, and that's the icing on the cake for me. Dealing with builders and suppliers while trying to keep to tight schedules is a real headache, though.